from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't know what we said that had the Circus Sports Illinois hotline light up. Dan Bernstein.
Oh, boy.
I was calling Shane. He told me to call him on this number. I'm not trying to go on the air.
Oh, well, you're on the air. What happened?
I caught a fish for Shane.
Oh, boy.
Oh. What?
Yeah. Hall of Fame fisherman, both freshwater and saltwater.
Really?
He's in two different fishing halls of fame. Wow.
Do I go get it?
Where have you been? Get your ass down here.
Should I go? Should I go get a divvy bike and go get the fish from him?
I'm right in front of Buckingham Fountain.
And what is special about this fish?
Shane wanted to cook up a freshwater drum. If he's got to get here, and we probably have to gut it and ice it.
Ice.
So this is Shane's way of asking permission to leave.
Yes. I'm going to come back and finish the podcast, but can I go get the fish?
Yeah, go get the fish.
All right, I'm going to go get
it. Hi, everyone. I just want to reach out and let you know that I just realized that I'm not going to be able to continue.
How big is it, Dan, so to speak?
I think it's probably 4 or 5 pounds.
We got weights and fish.
There we go.
There it is.
All right.
I'm coming.
Hawk leaves a booth to go check on Todd Frazier. Shane leaves a booth to go get a fish from Dan Bernstein.
Yeah.
When we find out.
I'm going downstairs. You take over, okay? All right. I just saw him.
And?
It's a good use of your time.
Absolutely.
All right. It's very exciting.
I will be back here before you
That's
guys.
That's great.
Shane Reardon trying to take some liberties.
If you come back with Dan on ice, that's fine.
I saw that show. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, is this the Penguin?
Is it
Bernstein? I call you the Penguin because I saw you in person and you look like Danny DeVito.
I was wearing a tuxedo probably.
Yeah, did they throw fish at you?
Here goes the one, two, three, and here we go, Tim. Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
From then to now, the fish is here. The fish is now tacos, which is, I think, how all fish want to go. But he did not make it back before we were done with the show. That's the one part of that story that did not hold up in court. It's okay.
I love, like, that open was tremendous from start to finish. But the real treat for me was the guy at the end calling Dan the Penguin. Just so satisfied with himself about it. Hey.
What an insult.
Hey, watch this. Check this out. Did they throw fish to you? Huh? Because you're the Penguin?
Southside Jim, you're on the score.
Yeah, is this the Penguin?
Is this
Bernstein?
I
call you the Penguin because I saw you in person and you look like Danny DeVito.
I was wearing a tuxedo probably.
Yeah, did they throw fish at you? You look like Danny DeVito playing the Penguin, but you don't wear makeup.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so anyhow.
When you say you call me that, to whom do you call me that?
To anybody that wants to hear it.
Like whom?
All right, listen.
I'm just curious. With whom do you discuss such things?
For you.
No, with whom do you discuss this?
To you. You're the first one.
Oh, but you said that's what I call you, as if you'd used it before.
You're the first one. Now, let me tell you why I called.
Oh, you tell me why you called.
Man, I got to say, on the overall, Dan took that well.
Especially that B&B version of
that. That version, yeah.
That could have gone a lot worse.
Right, that could have been, he could have been gone from that second. But Dan knew there was something there.
Yeah, there was
something there.
That's why he's one of the greatest to ever do it.
Amen.
Is Dan in a Hall of Fame, a fishing Hall of Fame, or others?
Something. There's a Hall of Fame for everybody these days. There's some sort of award ceremony that can be had.
He deserves to be in a Hall of Fame.
Oh, I absolutely agree.
He really does.
Yep.
It's good to see you.
You too, Danny.
Good to have you here.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no. Stop. You know, you're always welcome.
Okay. I'll be here on Monday then.
Yeah, that's up between you and Speaks. Yeah. Obviously, you both can't be here, all right? I need my mic time.
Yeah, no, I understand. Hey, Danny, this is why we can work together, because I understand you need your mic time.
Exactly. Thank you. So,
Cubs won yesterday, an Extras day game. We're a couple days removed from the Bulls draft. You know, Nicky Lopez will cover the White Sox conversation coming up today at 3:25. You're here, so there's always a good time to talk Bears. We'll figure out some way to talk Bears.
We will.
Cubs and Brewers coming up, but let's be honest, it's kind of a slow time. Not a ton going on in the world of sport. And so you're like, all right, well, let's talk about what people are talking about. You know, I think everyone in this country is talking about the new season of the Bear. No, I think you're probably maybe tuned in to check in on the State of the Republic last night, right? 30 million plus people or whatever the case. Watch that. It's more than Sunday night football, Thursday night football combined. And then all of a sudden, these two completely out of touch people that none of us can really relate to in any way, they started doing something, maybe the most passionate moment of the entire operation. Felt like they could be hosting middays. Felt like they could be working on this radio station. Felt like Murph could have been arguing with them. Because the most animated at times that they got was arguing about their golf handicap.
We knock on wood, wherever we may have wood, that I'm in very good health. I just won two club championships, not even senior, two regular club championships. To do that, you have to be quite smart, and you have to be able to hit the ball a long way, and I do it. He doesn't do it. He can't hit a ball 50 yards. He challenged me to a golf match. He can't hit a ball 50 yards.
Look, I'd be happy to have a driving contest with him. I got my handicap, which when I was vice president, down to a 6. And by the way, I told you before, I'm happy to play golf if you carry your own bag. Think you can do it?
That's the biggest lie, that he's a 6 handicap of all.
I was an 8 handicap.
Yeah.
8?
Never.
But I have, you know how many?
I've seen you swing. I know you swing.
Okay, let's not act like children. President Trump, we're going to turn.
Let's not act like children.
What the hell?
I mean, honestly, no notes.
Don't you think the country needed that moment, though?
Yeah, honestly, it was the only moment of like, all right. These are two human beings.
Yes.
These are two human
two
beings.
Two normal, well-egoed men talking about their golf game, who they're both, and they're both very proud of their golf games.
And they're both lying.
Yeah, and they're both lying.
They're both lying about their golf games.
Which we all do.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. We all lie and cheat and exaggerate our accomplishments on the golf course.
I kind of wanted to give both of them a hug at that moment. Okay, we can argue about sports. That's great.
We have a common ground.
Yes.
We disagree on everything else. We are completely screwed. But we have a common ground. We can work on this, guys. Joe, let's be honest. You're not a 6. And Don, let's be honest. You're also not a 2.
Come on now. Come
Donnie,
on.
Donnie.
Don, look at me.
Don, you're not a 2. You're not. You're saying you average 74?
Yeah.
You're saying you average 2 over par, Don?
Hold on.
Come on, Don.
Come on. Look at us. Come on. Look at the camera.
We
knock on
wood, wherever we may have wood.
Yeah, wherever we may have
wood. I'm in very good health. I just won 2 club championships, not even senior. 2 regular club championships. To do that, you have to be quite smart.
No, you don't.
2 club championships. What does that mean?
It just happens to be championships at courses that he owns.
Yeah, and the people competing against him are like, are we supposed to beat him? Or no, try to beat him. You got to let him win.
12-foot gimmies.
Yeah. These club championships, don't even try, man. Seriously.
It's so incredibly weird. You have to be very smart to win the club championship. You have to be smart. I don't know why you would need to be smart to win a golf tournament. Because when I think Bryson DeChambeau, I think the winner of the U.S. Open, I think there's a Rhodes Scholar. I have no idea why you need to be smart to win a club championship.
I think it's just.
And by the way, I told you before, I'm happy to play golf if you carry your own bag. Think you can do it?
We went to Top Golf the other night.
See, that's the part too. I think we got closer to a prime time golf match between President Biden and President Trump.
Honestly, with how I'm feeling about my horse in the race at this point, I think he maybe has a better shot at golf. Let's go.
Yeah, let's seize on this opportunity.
Future of democracy on a game of Top Golf? Sure.
I mean, and I watched the post games last night of all the analysis on all the different news channels, and they weren't zeroing in on that golf conversation.
They were missing the point.
They were missing a lot.
They really did. It was like, okay, we're very different, but
That is one of the dumbest arguments that I've ever heard, but it was so relatable. It was so true. It was honestly, Trump did a pretty good job of like not speaking when the mic was off last night. I thought that rule actually kind of played into his favor, but like he couldn't help it. He was like, "That's the biggest joke I've ever heard."
Right, right.
Yeah, this guy's saying he's a six,
and all of that conversation had to have been born out of a serious question. But that's where those two gentlemen took things.
Oh, you say you're a six? Yeah. Well, you're not a two. I can outdrive you only if you carry your bag. Well, I want a club championship. Yeah, your own club. How smart do you have to be?
I'm just thinking about the moderators and Dana Bash. Like, well, okay, we got to get out of this, man. We can't let
What's
this go
going on?
On?
Yeah. So, trust tree here. Phone lines are open. 312-644-6767. Text line, same number. Dumbest argument you've ever gotten into. That's what we want to know today. We want to know the dumbest argument you've ever gotten into, or maybe when your mouth wrote a check that your body couldn't cash in an athletic competition. Because if anyone actually challenged Don and was like, "All right, buddy, let's go out there and let's see if you're actually a two.
Yeah, can you even carry your own damn bag?"
He's failing that challenge. And just like Joe, he's not a six.
Right, not a six.
He's not a six.
Joe, look at me.
Joe.
Yeah.
We can't fact check you.
Come on, Joe.
On this, but you're not a six.
Are you a golfer? What's your handicap?
I got my handicap, which when I was vice president, down to a six.
Oh, neat.
Joe, no, you didn't. No, you didn't, Joe. I don't trust either of you gentlemen.
Right.
And if you lie on the golf course, what else are you lying to me about other than everything?
There are ways of checking these things these days, you know.
There are.
Quickly.
It is just a ridiculous thing. So I texted my wife and asked for our dumbest arguments ever. She had a long list.
Oh, I bet she did.
Yeah. So we're going to dumbest arguments that we got into in honor of the two presidential candidates of this country spending time in front of 30 million people to argue about their golf handicaps. We are looking for the dumbest argument you ever got into or an athletic check that your body couldn't cash. It's Parkinson Spiegel with Mark Grody in on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You know, we call today Feel Good Friday, so I'm trying to stick to that, you know?
I like it.
I got my handicap, which when I was vice president, down to a six.
You will not make this putt, you jackass.
That's right. Yeah, there are important issues going on in the world that affect everyday Americans like you and I. But the most relatable moment in front of 30 million people last night was that one of those men is likely to be the leader of the free world, and they too lie about their golf handicaps.
The country is now coming together on this issue. It's been a great thing.
Thank you, President Biden.
It's been a terrible thing.
Right. Exactly.
We needed that kind of lying. Isn't that ironic?
We needed it.
We needed those two men, specifically those two men, to lie about their golf games to bring us down to our level.
It was what we needed. Texter, we're asking for your dumbest arguments that you've ever been in. Texter says he argued with his dad that the moon landing was fake. In a fit of rage, he channeled his inner grobber and yelled at me, "It was real. I was there." He meant he watched it on TV. Not being on the moon. That's pretty good.
He was there and he was on Pluto. Pluto is a planet.
Texter, I got into an argument with a buddy in college at a bonfire because he thought that he was getting a sunburn because his skin was turning red. I tried to explain to him that there is no UV rays in a fire and that he was slowly cooking. He called me an a-hole and threw my hat in the fire.
Ooh.
All right. Not bad. Let's see here. Eric in Valpo. Eric.
Hello there, Eric.
Eric, you're on the Parkinson Spiegel Show. Dumbest argument, please, sir.
How you doing, guys? My father was a horse farm, owned a horse farm down in Kentucky. We're down there in middle of the 90s, watching a bear game.
Bears.
And he said that that the horse could easily score a touchdown against the beloved 85 Bear defense. I, of course, said there's no way in hell that could happen. Hampton, Perry, they'd rip them off. This went on for about 35 minutes. I won the argument by asking, how does the horse hold the ball?
In his mouth.
Possibly. But, I mean, that's a big ball, and the horse's, I guess a horse's mouth would.
Wait a minute. You didn't consider the mouth?
You win the argument.
You guys argued for 35 minutes about a horse scoring a touchdown against the 85 Bears. You said, well, how's he going to hold the ball? And no one responded, his mouth?
No one responded. My father did not respond to that. He went, I asked if McMahon drops back, takes out a big piece of tape, and wraps it around like the neck, and the horse goes in. The offensive line would have to hold, 10 seconds for him to be able to get the tape around the neck with the ball?
Just put it in his hat, in his mouth and have the horse run.
I actually have the visual in my head. That's why I'm laughing.
Fensick's right not tackling a horse.
I believe there's
a horse.
Several Miller Lights involved.
Okay.
In this.
Yeah, no, I like it. That's a great argument.
Jay Helgenberg snapping to McMahon, who hands off to a horse.
Good.
How the hell?
That's a great argument, Eric.
I mean,
it's an excellent argument.
Yep. Yep. You can't tackle a horse from behind, though. That's what they tell you from Pop Warner on. You try to get, they will pop you. So, I don't know, man. Would Wilbur Marshall have known not to get behind a horse? I don't know.
You got to gang tackle a horse,
right? You got to gang tackle a horse. And the speed, the acceleration. Ooh,
yeah.
I mean.
The 85 Bears were good, but I got to say, I think I like the horse.
Yeah. I mean, nobody, I don't know. What are you going to do? Put Willie Gault on defense to keep up with the horse? I mean,
it's tough.
It's yeah.
I don't care about the Miami Heat's history. The hell with them. And the horse that rode in on them.
Normal Tom texting in, a mob member, that the dumbest argument they ever were in was with Shane about Stevie Wonder actually being able to see.
Mm.
Yeah.
I assume that Shane was the one who thought he can see.
Yeah, because it's pretty well documented that Stevie has some ability to
see.
The
YouTube tricks. It's a simple YouTube search, and you can see what he's seeing and responding to the way anybody who has vision would respond to.
Yeah.
So you're admitting that it's documented that he has some ability to see, right?
It feels like there's a lot of evidence out there that Stevie can partially see.
Okay, so let's say you can only walk a little bit. Would you tell everyone you're 100% paralyzed and take advantage of that?
No.
No, you wouldn't.
I'd say I have trouble walking.
Stevie Wonder, bad guy, can see.
Trouble seeing.
Can see.
Can see. Some.
Yeah, that's one of mine.
Can see some. Okay. Let's go to...
Go to Mark here.
Mark is in the West Loop. Dumbest argument you ever got in? We had presidential candidates argue about their handicap on national TV last night. Go ahead, Mark.
All right. So in my 20s, I worked in a warehouse, and it was a new warehouse. It was kind of out in the middle of nowhere. So eventually, they're building a brand-new Burger King next door, and we were all happy because, now we can get lunch. So I just made a flippant comment, and I said, I could eat a Whopper every day. This is going to be great. My friend was like, no, I could eat a Whopper every day. I would eat you Whoppers. So we made a bet to see who could eat the most Whoppers. So this was going on for about 15, 20 days, and I was well ahead. And then he decides to say, well, no, you only order a Whopper with just ketchup, so yours doesn't count as much because I get onions and pickles and tomatoes. I'm like, no, that's not the case. So this started getting escalated because a bet was in hand here. There was money going to exchange hands. I got so angry, I stood up and I slammed my Whopper into his chest. And the boss came in. There was noise. The tables were getting pushed around. Their friends had to break it up. But we still, to this day, I know he's listening. He's a score guy, too. If he's listening, I won. I had more Whoppers. I ate more Whoppers than you. You guys be the judge. Does condiments on the Whopper make it not as much as a Whopper?
Well, I mean, you definitely consumed fewer calories per Whopper, but I feel like that's a term of the bet that should have been established prior.
The Whopper is the bun and the meat. The other stuff is just extra stuff.
But it is filling.
All right.
Here's what I know.
I might be on his side.
Here's what I know. Listen, throwing the Whopper.
In Park. I know where he lives. He lives in Evergreen Park, and I know he's listening. He knows. Oh. He knows I ate more Whoppers.
No matter what, though, understand this. You did the right thing by throwing the Whopper at him. Understand that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
That's the mature way to handle
that
the Whopper debate.
That is something that we condone here on the Parkins and Spiegel Show. Throwing food at people. Kids, listen up.
We got a lot of really dumb arguments that are coming in still.
Oh,
so
awesome.
I think we should keep this going.
I love it.
Because, frankly, I need this palate cleanse.
We all need
in
it.
In my life after what I consumed last night.
Amen.
I need this abject stupidity.
Danny. So,
I was counter-programming last night. I was on the score.
I should have tuned in.
Yeah, you should have.
I should have tuned in. I needed it in my life.
Oh, I had some beautiful stuff for everybody last night.
I heard you had Bob Nightingale.
Oh, we did have Bob Nightingale. Yeah, that's not your guy.
Yeah, I know. I probably would have watched the debate.
Okay.
312-644.
Stacey King.
Oh, that's great counter-programming.
Give me the hot sauce.
Lines are open. Dumbest argument ever. It's Parkins and Spiegel with Grody on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.